Residents of Los Angeles are coping with a different kind of problem. Their city was the site of more than 44,000 TV and film shoots last year. That's good news for Hollywood actors who work close to home, but troublesome for Angelenos who don't want their backyards becoming back lots. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports.
There's no business like show business, unless perhaps the show is in your neighbor's house. It's shortly before 7 a.m., and eight large trucks have parked in front of Sarah Perkart's house. Crews begin unloading equipment as a man walks across her lawn, provoking this exchange.
Do you live here?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was Susan. There's someone I have to pay. Is it you?
No.
Did you not want money?
No.
Okay.
Because that just encourages you.
That encourages us?
Yes.
What, to film more?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Who are you?
I'm the location manager.
Today's shoot for a Honda commercial is taking place next door to Perkart's home. Her neighbors will get paid handsomely for renting out their house, but Perkart refuses a token payment for the disturbance. She says this is the sixth commercial shoot at her neighbor's house since January.
We've had a rider on horseback galloping up and down the sidewalk. We've had mariachi bands.
When film crews come, Perkart says they take up street parking, make a lot of noise, and use bright lights that shine into her home. But at least in the Tony suburb of Pacific Palisades, where Perkart lives, film crews tend not to blow things up. The same cannot be said of downtown Los Angeles. The area's gritty urban look makes it an ideal location for filming car chases, explosions, and shootouts.
DH has corrupted my system.
The machines! They're starting to take over.
Downtown resident Tom Guyton will not be seeing Terminator 3 in theaters this summer. He refuses to see any film that's been shot in his neighborhood. Once, Guyton says, a film crew using live gunfire filmed all through the night and into the next day.
At 8:30 in the morning, there was another spate of five or six shots. Nobody paid any attention to it because we all assumed it was the film crew going and going and going. A guy was murdered in a vacant lot. Two doors up.
Guyton complains that film crews often stay well beyond the standard 10 p.m. curfew. Some of his neighbors have started using guerrilla tactics to express their annoyance. They blast loud music or spike the street with nails to keep film crews and trucks out of downtown.
Today, there is no voice of community at the table, and there needs to be.
That's L.A. City Council member Cindy Mizikowski. She says part of the problem is the EIDC, or Entertainment Industry Development Corporation, the agency in charge of regulating filming in Los Angeles. The EIDC is currently under criminal investigation regarding misuse of funds by its former president. Mizikowski says the EIDC has failed residents by allowing certain neighborhoods to be overused and certain city rules to be overlooked.
And there was just a very cavalier attitude on the part of the location managers and the studios, and EIDC just went along and allowed these things with no consideration to the community who they essentially had a contract with.
Before renegotiating its contract with the EIDC later this year, the City Council has asked an auditing firm to evaluate the agency's performance. This summer, a series of meetings have been held, giving the public and members of the entertainment industry a chance to speak their minds. Location manager Lisa Block-Linson attended one of the recent meetings and said it was helpful, but she worries about what may happen if the city council gets too involved.
If it comes down to the city council deciding that they are going to micromanage the issuing of film permits, then I fear our business is over. You know, we have enough problems, you know, with the runaway productions. I mean, where there used to be 100 films shot in L.A., there might be 15.
The man now charged with helping to keep the film business in Los Angeles is Lindsley Parsons Jr., the EIDC's new president. Parsons vows to get the EIDC in shape, and a key part of that process, he says, is ensuring the agency plays by the rules.
We have to enforce these permits. When we say 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock has to be the last taillight on the last truck leaving the location.
And Parsons adds it's in the best interest of all Angelenos to keep filming in Southern California. The entertainment industry generates more than $30 billion a year for LA's economy. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.